So I've launched this week the MFAF, the European Maritime Fisheries Fund, for the fishing sector. And this basically is the same as the Common Agricultural Policy, but for fishermen. And it means now that over the next, between now and 2027, there will be €258 million invested in our fishing sector, supporting all levels within the supply chain and particularly supporting fishermen as well. And this week I launched four new schemes, the Inshore Fishery Scheme, as well as a V-notching scheme as well for sustainability for lobster fishing, and also a support scheme as well for onboard investment in vessels, and also a support scheme as well, a seafood processing capital investment scheme. There's grants available under these schemes now, if anything, from 50% up to 100%. So it's going to be a really, really significant investment for fishing right across Donegal. It'll be of really significant significance for fishermen in particular, but also for our processing sector. And as of now, these schemes are open for applications through Bord Iskiawarra, and I would encourage anyone involved now in the fishing industry throughout Donegal and indeed nationally to seek to and look to apply to these schemes for the support and the grant aid that's available. I think this will be a really significant benefit for the fishing industry, and it's a sector I want to see grow and develop. Obviously, it's been a difficult period coming out of the impact of Brexit, and I've been working to support it in every way possible. But this €258 million, which will now be spent over the next 4 years, will be of significant benefit. So as one example, for example, under the V-notching scheme, which I've opened now, it means that fishermen can actually catch lobsters and mark them instead of actually catching them for eating and for going into the food sector. They can catch female lobsters, mark them and put them back into the water and get paid the same price for those lobsters as they would have if they'd actually landed them. And that also means then that we're actually ensuring that there's more breeding taking place and more lobsters in the sea for future years too, while making sure that fishermen and our inshore fishermen are getting an income at the same time. So there's lots of strong schemes there, really strong funding, and I would encourage all fishermen and those involved in the industry now to look at the schemes and to see which scheme would suit them and indeed to avail of them.